Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Moenkel. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville Activities Director Ryan Paulson to talk about the district's return to activities plan as the fall sports season is ramping up. We're talking to Ryan Paulson. He is the Activities Director at Knoxville. First of all, I know from an administration standpoint that the start of school itself has gone pretty well. That being said, how have things gone from an activities and athletics standpoint as far as the beginning of the school year here?
Well, first off, John, thanks for having me on. It's gone really well. You know, we've only had one home event so far, and this was kind of the first week of competitions where some of our teams are getting out on the road and competing against other schools. So up until this point, it's been, you know, mainly just preseason practice. And, you know, we put together a plan kind of before the season started of here's how we're going to handle, you know, returning to activities and, you know, trying to navigate school-sponsored activities during a pandemic. And so far, our kids, coaches, sponsors have done a fantastic job of kind of sticking to that plan, understanding that the more we do these things in the plan, the protocols, the better our chance of having, a full and complete season. Certainly nothing is guaranteed. You know, virus activity seems to change very, very quickly. But, you know, we've kind of outlined some steps that we think will give us a good chance of continuing on. And our kids, you know, they understand that. They don't want their season to come to an end. So I think, especially seniors, that you know, maybe didn't get a spring season last year, that they want school activities. They understand that there's not a lot of time left. You know, whether you're freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, you just don't have a lot of time for school activities. And now on this unprecedented time, we've got to take some additional steps to give ourselves a better chance to have those seasons. And these kids understand that. And so far they've really done a fantastic job, not just, you know, on the practice field or the court or the pool, but also in the hallways during the school day as well.
Well, and probably the biggest thing that fans will notice, at least for what will apply to them at events this year, is that they'll have to be wearing masks at events. Tell folks what they need to know about that.
Yeah, so we are just requiring that spectators from both schools or all the schools, if it's a multi-team event, have to wear masks when they're coming to Knoxville for events. If they're going to, you know, whether it's a student or an adult, they need to have one to get in the door. Again, it's just one additional thing that we can do, you know, just to try and mitigate the risks of COVID-19.
And, of course, there's going to be several different processes that the athletic teams are going to have to go through this year. So what are some of the main differences that teams are going to have to deal with, especially with things going on behind the scenes?
Well, there's some nuanced things that are happening in each sport. Like football has some additional breaks during the game. Volleyball has, you know, girls maybe sanitizing their hands a little bit more than they normally would. We've kind of structured practice in a way to kind of reduce the exposure of kids from one group to another and maybe try to move them along from drill to drill, maybe a little bit quicker than they had in the past. So just some different, you know, kind of things to kind of mitigate the risk. For the most part, you know, when you're watching a game or you're watching cross country or watching a swimming meet, I mean, it's still going to be the same as it always has been. There's just some different things kind of surrounding the sport that are maybe just a little bit different this year.
And I know there are several other key points to the district's return to activities plan, one of them, of course, being health screenings. I guess, what are maybe some aspects in that return to activities plan that folks should know about?
Well, the biggest thing for kids, coaches, sponsors, and spectators is that if you don't feel well, you need to stay home. You know, that's the biggest thing. You know, and a lot of it, you know, is more information is out there and easily accessible by people. People understand the symptoms of COVID-19, so you're seeing people do a lot of self-screening, and that's just kind of what we ask is, you know, just monitor your own health, be aware of what the symptoms are. If you don't feel good, stay home.
At this point, what advice might you give to fans as far as attending events, you know, both at Knoxville and on the road events, such as, you know, this week's football game at Fairfield, kind of a long road trip there, as far as, you know, finding out what those schools have as far as their plans for returning to activities?
Yeah, every place might be just a little bit different, and so, you know, we need fans and spectators to just be flexible. You know, it's probably a good idea to carry a mask with you at all times, just because, you know, every place could be a little bit different, and, you know, depending on if you're going to go other places besides to a high school sporting event, you know, some of those more and more businesses are requiring you or strongly encouraging you to wear masks. So it's just, you know, make sure that you probably have one just to kind of keep yourself prepared at all times, you know. So again, flexibility, name of the game there. Aside from that, you know, basically your standard, you know, be a good sport, practice good sportsmanship, you know, and enjoy the opportunity that these kids have, because as we saw last spring, you know, things can, you know, entire sports seasons and, you know, multiple months of a school year can go away. So just be grateful and thankful for the opportunity and make the most of each day.
Again, we're talking to Knoxville High School AD Ryan Paulson. I guess at this point, is there anything you have to add as far as Knoxville's return to activities or Knoxville activities and athletics as a whole that maybe we didn't touch on yet?
No, we're just excited for our kids to get a chance to compete at home. We had a home cross-country meet on Monday of this week, and we had communicated in advance that spectators had to wear masks, and they did a really good job of that. You know, there was the vast majority, almost every single person that I saw either had a mask, or since it was outside and 95 degrees, there was occasionally people would slip their mask down and socially distance themselves to get away just to kind of get a little break from the heat. But no, the people that were there were terrific. Our coaches, kids, sponsors have been terrific so far, so we're just excited to kind of keep moving forward.
Thanks to Knoxville AD Ryan Paulson for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of today's interview or would like to listen to past programs, go to KNIAKRLS.com and click podcasts.